Online charter school supporters say the constitutional amendment would ensure the legality of state-created charter schools. That includes two online charter schools which currently exist in the state. Austell parent Jay Young has two children enrolled in the Georgia Cyber Academy.
We've been in public school, we've been in charter school, we've been back to public school. We're now in a virtual school, and this seems to be the best place for our family dynamic right now, so we're pretty concerned.
Parents and students also lobbied for supporting legislation, which could lead to thousands of additional dollars per online student if the amendment passes. Elisa Hugg is vice president of Georgia Families for Public Virtual Education.
They are working just as hard as brick-and-mortar students, and there is no reason that they should receive differential funding or differential treatment.
Those against the charter school amendment and its supporting legislation say that passage would allow charter schools to receive funding that they believe should go to traditional schools. Michelle Worth, WABE News.